I now invite Alain Cibert to come and give his presentation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a true pleasure to be here today and take this opportunity to update you on SESAR, the Single European Sky ATM Research Program. I try in 10 minutes, and it's not a simple task to update you not only on what our objectives are from an environmental perspective, but outline how we are working together and when we will deliver. I heard during the presentation yesterday that I was able to attend that we shouldn't be afraid as a community to set ambitious targets. And for SESAR and the future ATM system in Europe, from an environmental perspective, targets have been agreed and set with a baseline 2005 so that by 2020, CO2 emissions per flight should be reduced by 10% as a result of ATM improvements. There are other performance requirements for the future ATM system that we are taking into consideration, such as capacity increases, cost efficiency, and safety. In order to achieve the performance objectives that are set for the future ATM system in Europe, a new entity has been set up, the SESAR Joint Undertaking, and I want to take a few seconds and minutes of your time to introduce you on how this strange animal, if I may say so, is constructed. Most importantly, a public-private partnership set up where the European community, through the European Commission, is coming together with Eurocontrol to partner with the industry in working together under an integrated setup to conduct R&D activities. All of these R&D activities are managed under a single management authority, the SESAR Joint Undertaking. The budget is now secured. We have 2.1 billion euros for the period from now up to 2016. And because it is not enough to conduct R&D and we want to have a clear idea of the path we will follow to achieve the performance requirements, we are working towards the implementation of a European ATM master plan. Vince said that there is a global plan. We have a European plan, and the two are closely dependent. And the SESAR Joint Undertaking has also the responsibility for typically doing the deployment planning and implementation monitoring in that area. The entity is new, and we have been focusing primarily on establishing the strong foundation that is now there, and it was finalized with lots of negotiations in June 2009 last year. So what has happened since then? The good news is that we are now able to move forward rapidly with the heart of our program. So just to give you an idea, from being more or less 20 employees working in this executive agency, already in July last year, we moved up to 400 contributors. We worked on having specific working agreements in place with the airspace user community that joined us also in September. And just to give you an idea of the pace, now we have about 1,500 contributors in the program, 200 projects that are launched, and we have already received first deliverables. So it's a very fast and steep acceleration of the program since June 2009, beginning of the technical program. So we like to say now that the SESAR factory is in place, and if I just want to illustrate the way we are working, and here if you have a typical trajectory, and in the SESAR program we are aiming at having green trajectories, we have work packages that are addressing every one of these phases, including airport operations, TMA operations, en route oceanic. But we also have some work packages dealing with more transversal aspects such as methods and case developments, validation infrastructure, maintaining the target concept of operation architecture in place. And already today we have 75% of these projects that are initiated and launched. I mentioned that there is a strong private partnership with the industry in this program. And besides our founding members, the European Community and Eurocontrol, we have at present 16 members representing over 70 companies on board. So if I just glance through them, you have the main air navigation service providers in Europe, leading ground and airborne industry manufacturers, airport operators, to name a few. So I think many of those logos here will be familiar with you, but I just want to emphasize, for instance, that the airport community is represented, for example, through a consortium that was established called SEAC, where we have the main airports in Europe with the British Airport Authority, Fraport, to name a few. Noracon is a consortium of Nordic ANSPs. I won't expand more on this, but all in all, 70 companies, so a strong private engagement in the program. But that, of course, is not sufficient in order to have appropriate working arrangements to achieve our objectives. And we have specific agreements in place with the civil airspace user community. So we have signed contracts, basically, with, to name a few, Lufthansa, Air France, KLM, Iberia, SAS, also associations such as IATA, Business Aviation, General Aviation, to work together with us already right from the start in our projects to assure better acceptability of the solutions that are being developed. The military, it was highlighted by Vince that there are strong military implications in the designing the future ATM system, regulatory authorities, standardization bodies, staff representatives, but we are also establishing working arrangement with other leading or flagship European initiatives such as Clean Skies that are looking at environmental solutions such as new aircraft design, new engine design, to capture synergies. And we will be formalizing with, in short, working arrangements with the research organizations and the FAA NextGen, and I will be coming back to that. So all in all, in the program and this factory, we talk about 300 projects. The average duration of a project is 4 years. Budget 7 million euros, and there is a lot of complexity in the program because we talk about 300 projects, lots of partners, long life cycle projects. Typically, there is a dependency between these projects that is very high, so dependencies with five other projects is typical. So how do we manage this complexity? And here I just want to take a quick illustration coming back to the work package organization for our flight. You see that some of the work packages are really transversal, looking at all phases of the flight. Some are more targeted to a few. But really, this notion of work packages to us is mainly administrative, and it's a way for us to engage our resources on particular project lines. In reality, what we are looking is to develop, define, and validate specific ATM solutions. So if we would just take the example of here, five projects working together that would be dependent in the realization of a solution. This is really how we are organizing our work. We are having specific service lines that we are maturing together, and we associate projects to mature the solutions over time. So now coming into the time dimension, I think the video stalled. Here we go. I didn't put equations, but I used a three-stepped approach from John Paul. We plan to define and validate future operational and technological solutions in three steps. This excludes, and this is also included in the European ATM Master Plan, the set of operational and technical solutions that we consider as being mature and that are ready for implementation right now up to 2013. And these are typically the ones that were highlighted by Vince, such as Datalink, ADSB, and PBN. So we are really looking at the step just beyond that from 2013 onward. And then we have defined these three steps. And clear in the program, we will be starting to deliver on the first step by end of 2011. And thereafter, end of 2013 and end of 2015. So to mature our solutions along these lines, we have on the environmental side clear gates that are defined, and the environmental case will be developed in line with an environmental validation methodology that we are putting in place in the program, so that as we move forward from maturity 1 to 2 to 3 and towards implementation, the environmental case will play an important role throughout the program at each gate moving forward or not. This is an area where there is a need for standardization also at the international level, and I will now come to this. Aviation is a global business, so therefore we are truly understanding that modernization of the ATM system is a global issue. And we are working together here, just take the example that is pivotal for us, but not the only one, of CESAR NextGen, through the standardization bodies, and in particular with ICAO in this particular role, to achieve global interoperability. My colleague Celia will be coming back to it, but as we are focusing on the long term, we are also showing benefits on the short term. And just to show an example of this partnership in practice where we deliver green results today, we have the Atlantic Interoperability Initiative to Reduce Emissions, where we partner with the FAA. And just last year, and we just published our results, we performed some 1,000 trials in which we demonstrated CO2 savings per flight ranging from 90 to 1.2 tons of CO2. We also performed first transatlantic green flight demonstrations on Paris-Miami, gate to gate. Most of the solutions that demonstrated are today in operation or will be implemented within short, so there is a clear implementation focus in the program. And this is a program that we plan to expand heavily in 2010. So to summarize, we have ambitious environmental targets defined for the 2020 horizon. The European ATM Master Plan defines the roadmap for the stepped evolution of the future ATM system. And I heard yesterday of the importance of integrating operational technology, policy, and standards. The European ATM Master Plan integrates all these elements. It is not just technology, it is not just operation, it is also policy and standards. Funding and governance for the R&D activities are now in place. With AIR, to take one example, we demonstrated that green results can be achieved today and that partnership works in practice. And we don't want to underestimate the importance of assessing the value of public-private partnership and international cooperation in being a key success factor for our program. And we are committed in supporting ICAO in addressing the climate change challenge. Thank you for your attention.